It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Did LIV Golf nearly unmask the PGA Tour's big secrets? Phil Mickelson, take a bow. Lefty has said for the longest time that the PGA Tour has been hiding critical information which would have been damaging if it should come out in a courtroom. In one of the biggest sports shockers in recent memory, the PGA Tour today agreed to a merger with LIV Golf. That's right. With LIV Golf hemorrhaging money, $2 billion at last report, and the PGA Tour's television ratings maintaining a steady pace, many of us, me included, predicted that LIV Golf would eventually just wave their white golf towel and quietly fold within the next year or so. Well, that's not going to be happening now. LIV Golf's Saudi Arabian financial backers have just become partners with the PGA Tour and the DP Tour, formerly known as the European Tour. This sudden announcement of the agreement has sent shockwaves throughout the normally stoic world of golf. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said earlier today, "There's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. What we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella." Yeah, right. The PGA Tour golfers who opted not to accept millions of dollars in signing bonuses from LIV Golf's Saudi-backed investment fund were understandably confused and angry at this abrupt about-face by their team. Though Phil Mickelson received a reported $200 million signing bonus from LIV Golf, some of the top-named PGA Tour professionals like Rory McIlroy and others remain loyal soldiers to the PGA Tour, and their commissioner frequently disparaged the LIV Golf Tour every time he had a chance for the last 2 years. But then, all of a sudden, that same man just announced a deal to partner with LIV Golf today? The PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan has a lot of splaining to do. PGA golfer Mackenzie Hughes tweeted earlier today, "Nothing like finding out through Twitter that we're merging with a tour that we said we'd never do that with." PGA golfer Dylan Wu agreed, "The hypocrisy. I guess the money always wins." These were just a few of the nicer things being uttered by disappointed PGA Tour golfers today. Many pro golfers are, pardon my pun, rather teed off at their leadership right now. How in the world could this ever come to pass? I have a theory. A mutual fear of the courtroom. Phil Mickelson and 10 other LIV golfers took the PGA Tour to court in August of last year in 2022 after the PGA Tour would not allow some of the LIV defectors the right to participate in the season-ending FedEx Cup series of golf tournaments. Now, some of those LIV golfers had participated in about two-thirds of the 2022 PGA season prior to teeing off in their first LIV golf event. Their complaint said that the LIV Golf Tour served to threaten the PGA Tour's influence as the most powerful name in golf. As a result, quote, "The PGA Tour has ventured to harm the careers and livelihoods of any golfers who have the temerity to defy the tour and play in tournaments sponsored by the new entrant. The tour's conduct serves no purpose other than to cause harm to players and foreclose the entry of the first meaningful competitive threat the tour has faced in decades," the lawsuit said. In June of 2022, LIV Golf began with much fanfare, but relatively few golf fans. Last summer's first season of LIV Golf also had no network television coverage. Golf fans had to watch events on the LIV Golf website or its designated YouTube channel. Weekly PGA Tour events were drawing at least 20 times the number of TV viewers that LIV's meager media presence had in 2022. This year in 2023, LIV Golf cut a deal with the relatively obscure CW network, but it was only for weekend coverage. So if you wanted to watch a LIV Golf game on Friday afternoon, you must watch it via the CW network app on your computer or television. On a positive note, though, LIV Golf's popularity with fans was starting to improve in 2023. In an early season tournament played in Australia, the event attracted more than 30,000 fans per day, and it was by far the most ever for this fledgling golf tour. When LIV Golf returned to the United States, sizable crowds showed up at recent events played in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and recently in the Washington, D.C. area. The tour's second year was starting to show some significant growth in attendance and even television viewership. It was starting to look like LIV Golf was turning the corner in terms of fan interest. However, LIV Golf was not even close to approaching financial viability this year. LIV Golf is losing lots of money once again in 2023. The league has relied on the deep and oily pockets of the Saudi Public Investment Fund, or PIP. Now, if my investment company had lost $2 billion in a startup venture like LIV Golf, I'd be taking my money out of that company in a heartbeat. But since I don't know how the Saudi Arabian investment company works, perhaps their investors are required to be a bit more patient. The LIV Golf Tour has doled out huge signing bonuses to Phil Mickelson of about $200 million, and more than $100 million apiece to Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, and Brooks Koepka. Its weekly tournament purses were more than double that being paid by the PGA Tour. There's just no way that LIV Golf can make a profit, if that ever was their true motive, by doing business the way they've done. But surprisingly, the PGA Tour decided to make some significant increases to their own tournament prize money payouts starting this year in 2023. The tour also made a number of other changes and concessions aimed at appeasing its remaining golf stars. Now, if the PGA Tour was really not concerned about LIV Golf, why would they even make any changes at all? And more importantly, where did the PGA Tour obtain that extra prize money to be used to pay those increased purses this year? Why wasn't the PGA Tour already paying higher money to its players in the years prior to LIV Golf arriving on the scene? So what exactly has the PGA Tour been hiding? The antitrust lawsuit filed last August by LIV Golf may be the answer to many of these questions. If the LIV Golf lawsuit would have reached the point where its attorneys were allowed to do some legal discovery work with the PGA Tour's financial and tax records, some of the PGA Tour's dirty little secrets may have been revealed to the public. Phil Mickelson had claimed that the PGA Tour had not been forthcoming about its true financial condition. And as we reported here on SwampSwamiSports.com in June 2022, Phil Mickelson asserted that the tour was not funneling 55% of its revenues back to the players as it alleged it was doing. In recent years, Phil thought that it was more like 30%. Now, Lefty suggested that the PGA Tour had been generating a significant amount of cash from the marketing of players' media rights, which were owned by the PGA Tour. Now, whether Phil Mickelson, who admittedly had a few gambling issues which may have motivated him to take that LIV Golf cash, is accurate, that's not the point. Phil may have been close enough to the truth that the PGA Tour could not allow the LIV Golf lawsuit to proceed much further. Likewise, LIV Golf's financial backers may have been looking for a convenient way to claim a victory after losing billions of dollars of investor money in less than 2 years. So today's odd couple marriage of LIV Golf into the family of the PGA Tour entities came out of the blue. If this was a baseball game, it would have appeared that the PGA Tour had been leading LIV Golf by a score of, let's say, 9-1 entering the seventh inning. And LIV Golf had been able to scrounge a few hits in the game, but was rapidly approaching its final innings. So why would the PGA Tour cut a deal when, to most observers, they had their opponent on the ropes? The PGA Tour panicked. Skeletons in their closet may have been rattling a bit too loudly, too. And regardless of all the baloney you're going to be hearing this week and in the months to come, the PGA Tour did not make a deal with LIV Golf in order to make the golf world a happier place for all. Give me a break. They did it for reasons of self-preservation and control. Now here's a suggestion to the rightfully confused but loyal members of the PGA Golf Tour. You need to demand an immediate and detailed audit of the PGA Tour's finances for the past decade by a qualified third party, immediately. Learn the truth about where all the money has been coming and going every year. As the ancient Chinese saying by Sun Tzu says, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I am Swamp Swami.